Title: Vocal Sample Sit and Blend for DJ Friendly Sets. Intermediate: Ableton Live. Drum and Bass. All right, let's lock in. In drum and bass, vocals can be the thing that makes a tune unforgettable or the thing that ruins a mix for a DJ. Your goal is simple: make the vocal feel inside the record, not paste it on top, and place it so it doesn't mess up transitions, double drops, or blends. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a drop where a one or two bar vocal hook hits hard, stays readable on loud systems, and still leaves clean space for DJs to work with. We are doing this with stock Ableton devices, a couple return tracks, and smart arrangement choices. Let's start with the mindset. Sit and blend is mostly three things. 1. Timing and placement in the arrangement. 2. Controlling the midrange so the snare and vocal don't fight. 3. Shared space and controlled effects so it feels glued but not washy. Step 0. Choose the right vocal and get the timing tight. Pick a vocal sample that matches the subgenre and energy. Rolling DNB loves short phrases and rhythmic shouts. Jungle can handle ragga snippets or time-stretched bits. If it's a big sun line, you can still use it, but you'll usually need to treat it more like texture and less like a constant lead, because DNB mixes are dense. Now drag the sample onto an audio track and turn warp on. For most phrases, start with Complex Pro. That usually keeps the tone the most natural when you warp to 174. Keep an eye on formants. A small move, like 0 to 20, can stop it sounding like a chipmunk or a demon. Envelope around 128 to 256 is a good starting zone. Higher is smoother. If it's a short shout and you want consonants to punch, try Beats mode with transients preserved. Beats can make the vocal feel more percussive, which is a cheat code in DNB because percussive things naturally sit in the groove. Now place the phrase like a DJ would want it. Put vocal moments on predictable landmarks, strong downbeats, bar 1, bar 5, bar 9, that kind of grid logic. And here's the big one. Don't put a full, loud, identifiable hook right at the start of the drop if you want double drop compatibility. Give the first 8 bars breathing room. Think in a classic structure, 16 bars intro, 8 to 16 build, 32 to 64 drop, then a 16 to 32 outro. Your vocal doesn't need to be everywhere. In fact, if it's everywhere, it becomes the thing that stops other tunes mixing with yours. Step 1. Gain staging and clip hygiene before any plugins. This is boring, but it's what makes the whole chain behave. Trim your vocal clip gain so peaks hit around minus 12 to minus 6 dBFS before processing. You're just giving the plugins room to work without instantly slamming into compression and saturation. If you hear clicks, add tiny fades in the clip, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Especially on chopped vocals, that little fade can be the difference between pro and why is this crackling. Also, consolidate and rename your clips. If you end up making a throw version, a filtered intro version, a chopped version, you don't want a project full of audio 14, audio 15, audio 16. Step 2. Build the stock Ableton vocal chain. We're going in this order: EQ8, compressor or glue, saturator, multiband dynamics as a de-esser, then utility, optionally a limiter later if you need it. First, EQ8. This is where you carve out the nonsense and make space. Start with a high-pass filter, somewhere around 100 to 160 Hz, steepish, like 24 dB per octave. Indeed NB, the sub lives down at 30 to 60. Vocals don't need to touch that area at all. Keeping lows out of the vocal also keeps your reverbs and delays cleaner later. Then find mud. Often 250 to 450 Hz is where vocal samples build up boxiness, especially after warping. Take 2 to 5 dB out with a medium Q, around 1.2. Don't overdo it, just make room. If it's harsh, look around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. That's also where snare crack lies, so if your snare feels like it loses its edge when the vocal hits, this zone is probably the fight. A small cut can make the vocal and snare both sound louder. And if you need a touch of air, add a gentle shelf around 10 to 14 kHz, 1 to 3 dB. But in heavier DNB, be careful with that. Brightness is not automatically clarity. Sometimes it just becomes hiss and pain. Teacher tip: set your EQ cuts quickly in solo, but do your final decisions in context with drums and bass. In drum and bass, context always wins. A vocal that sounds thin solo can be perfect in the mix. Next, compression. We're going for control and forwardness, not flattening the life out of it. Start with a ratio around 3:1. Attack in the 10 to 30 millisecond zone so consonants still punch. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds so it recovers musically. Then set the threshold to get around 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If the vocal is super dynamic, do it in two stages. First compressor catching the wild stuff by 2 to 3 dB, then a second stage, maybe glue, doing another 1 to 3 dB. Two gentle grips sound more natural than one heavy clamp. Now saturation. This is one of the biggest reasons vocals read through heavy bass without you cranking 3kHz and destroying your ears. Use saturator on soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Then trim the output so you're level matched. Level match seriously. If it sounds better only because it's louder, that's not better, that's just louder. If it's spiky, turn on soft clip. What you're listening for is density. The vocal should feel more solid and present, especially on small speakers. Now de-dessing with multiband dynamics. Ableton doesn't give you a one-knob de-desser, but this works great. Put multiband dynamics after the saturation, because saturation often brings out S and T. Set the crossover so the high band starts around 5 to 6kHz. Solo that high band for a second so you can find where the spit actually lives. Then lower the threshold until sibilance triggers compression. Ratio somewhere between 2:1 and 4:1. Fast attack, medium release. Then unsolo and go subtle. If you over-de-dess, the vocal goes lisp Y and dull. You want less spit, not blanket on the mouth. Now utility for control and mono safety. DNB gets played on big systems, sometimes effectively mono in parts of a room, and DJs often monitor in weird conditions. Keep the vocal mostly centered. Set width around 80 to 110%. If you go super wide on the main vocal, it can vanish in mono and smear your mix. And keep utility in mind for automation, wider in breakdown, narrower in the drop. In a dense drop, narrow equals stable. Optional stability move. If the vocal still jumps out unpredictably, add a limiter at the end of the chain, catching only 1 to 2 dB on peaks. Not make it loud, just to stop surprise syllables from poking out on club playback. Step 3, DJ-friendly vocal arrangement strategy. This is where a lot of producers accidentally make a tune unmixable. A practical rule, let the hook appear every 4 or 8 bars, not every bar. Give the DJ consistent space. Here's a clean 32-bar drop example. Bars 1 to 8, instrumental groove, maybe just a one-shot vocal hit as a teaser. Bars 9 to 16, bring the main hook, 1 to 2 bars, repeat it once. Bars 17 to 24, pull it back, go instrumental, maybe the bass variation. Bars 25 to 32, bring the hook back and add transition FX. That layout creates energy ramps without locking the DJ out of mixing. And if you want a dedicated double drop, safe zone, literally design one 8-bar section with no real vocal, or only a filtered ghost texture. That 8 bars becomes your compatibility zone with other tracks' hooks. Step 4, space with sends, not inserts. Instead of putting big reverb directly on the vocal channel, set up return tracks. This gives you control and makes automation way easier. Return a tight, dark reverb. Set pre-delay around 20 to 40 milliseconds so the dry vocal stays up front, and the reverb sits behind it. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. High pass the reverb, maybe 200 to 400hz, because low reverb in DNB is instant mud. Low pass the reverb too, around 6 to 10kHz, so it's dark and doesn't add fizzy haze. Return B. Delay using echo. Set it to sync, and try 1/4 or 1/8 dotted. Dotted eighth is a classic DNB bounce. Feedback around 15 to 35%. Filter it. High pass around 200hz, low pass around 6 to 8kHz. Keep width moderate. Super wide delay can get facey fast. And here's a big realism tip. Sits in the record is often shared ambience, not just more reverb. Send a tiny bit of the same room reverb to both the drums and the vocal. Not enough to hear as reverb, just enough that they share the same air. Then you can still have a vocal-only delay return for character. That shared space is glue. Step 5, subtle sidechain so drums keep their impact. Add a compressor on the vocal, enable sidechain, and feed it from a drum bus or a kick plus snare group. Ratio around 2:1. Attack fast, 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 40 to 80 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of reduction on snare hits. You're not trying to make the vocal pump. You're creating tiny pockets so the snare crack stays clean, and the vocal feels locked to the groove. Advanced variation. Instead of ducking the vocal, duck the music. If the vocal is the feature, put multiband dynamics on your music group, meaning bass and synths, not the drums. Use the mid-band, roughly 200 Hz to 4K Hz, and sidechain that band from the vocal. Go gentle, 1 to 2 dB of reduction when the vocal speaks. That makes the vocal step forward, without turning the whole instrumental down, and without messing with drum punch. Step 6. Vocal throws. This is the hype move, but it's also the discipline move. You don't want constant delay, especially at 174. It turns into soup. Instead, pick one word at the end of a phrase. Duplicate the vocal clip. Isolate that last word, and send it hard to the echo return for just that moment. Automate the send so it spikes only there. Then, if you want to get spicy, freeze and flatten that throw and reverse it into the next downbeat for a suction effect. It's super DNB, and it keeps the main vocal clean. Step 7. Check against the bass. This is the real test. Your bass stack often dominates from about 150 Hz up into the mids, and vocals also live there. If you can't understand the vocal, don't instantly boost the vocal. First, see if the bass can move slightly. On the bass group, try a tiny dip, 1 to 2 dB around 1 to 2.5 kHz with a broad Q. That little slot can be the difference between vocal unreadable and vocal clear, without changing the vibe. And keep the rule in mind, decide whether the vocal is a feature or a texture. If you try to make it both at full intensity, it'll fight everything. Step 8. Make the intro and outro DJ safe. In the first 16 bars, avoid full vocal phrases, either none or a very minimal filtered texture. In the outro, reduce vocal complexity so another track can sit on top. A simple trick, auto-filter on the vocal in the intro and outro. You can automate a high-pass opening, like starting around 300 Hz and slowly opening down to 120, or automate a low-pass opening, like starting around 2 kHz and opening up to 8 kHz. That way the vocal is atmosphere, not headline, during the mix-in and mix-out zones. Now let's do quick DJ booth reality checks. First, mono check early. Put utility on the master and hit mono while the drop plays. If the vocal disappears or gets facey, don't reach for EQ first. Narrow the stereo on your returns, especially echo and reverb width, or reduce any widening. Second, small speaker intelligibility. Mute the sub temporarily and listen quietly. Quiet listening forces your ear to focus on mids. If the vocal vanishes at low volume, it's not stable yet. You likely need more density, a bit of saturation, or better mid-range slotting, not just a louder fader. This audio version is shortened for playback.